The world's largest online retailer is having a little trouble today in Germany, where 600 workers have walked off the job to protest their pay. I am talking about Amazon, and joining us now with the details is NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewax. And Marilyn, what is going on? Why are these workers not happy in Germany?
Well, to us Americans, this may all sound like a pretty strange problem, because it seems as if, to our eyes, the Amazon workers in Germany are treated pretty well. Just one example, in Bad Hersfeld, that's a city in central Germany, the workers get 28 days of paid vacation at the warehouse there, and they also get things like a Christmas bonus and insurance and all sorts of other benefits. To workers here, and that sounds like a pretty good deal, and pay is somewhere between $25,000 and $37,000 a year. That's not bad pay for people who are basically stocking shelves and unloading trucks. So to us, that seems like enough. In Germany, it looks very different.
So is this just a culture clash or something about Germany being a difficult place for Amazon to do business with the pay structures and everything else that it uses in the United States?
Right. It's quite a different system there. I went with a group this past summer. I was with a bunch of American journalists on a study tour, and we could see how different things were there. People are far more unionized in Germany. But more than that, even beyond the number of people who are directly in a union, they are they have these collective bargaining agreements that will cover an entire sector. So if a union negotiates pay for retail workers, that covers the whole sector. You could open a small shop and hire one or two people, but you'll still fall in line and pay what the retail sector is paying. And that's really where the problem is coming in with Amazon right now.
So Amazon is refusing to pay the wages that are set by the union there?
Well, the issue is that the union says the workers at those warehouses should be paid at that retail sector level, that they're retail workers. Well, Amazon totally disagrees with that. They say, no, these are logistics workers who get paid less. So it's a classification issue. There's an argument, is that retail or is that warehouse? And beyond that, there's also this other really big issue, which is that Amazon doesn't want to participate directly in a collective bargaining agreement. It says, look, we're paying people what is normal in the logistics sector. In fact, we go beyond that. So leave us alone. We're trying to do business our way, and we don't want a contract. The Germans say, wait a minute, you're in our country. This is the way we do business. We do have contracts, and you should follow the German system. So it's an interesting battle.
And Amazon currently employs about 9,000 permanent workers in Germany, with about 14,000 on temporary contracts. How big of a problem is this for a company like Amazon?
Well, Amazon's huge, but so is Germany. And, you know, people are pretty wealthy there, and they like to buy stuff online. So Germany is actually the second biggest market for Amazon. Hmm. It's an important source of revenues for them. And also, it's just this whole idea that if you're going to do business in a globalized way, how do you learn to get along? How do we translate what we see as really important issues for Amazon? The focus is all on the customer. They want to deliver things very, very quickly. They want to be super reliable. In Germany, there's a different culture about that. The workers are stakeholders, and they say that there's too much pressure at Amazon, that they're being forced to speed up all the time, that it's a lot of pressure. So they say working conditions are actually tough. Yes, they know they get Christmas bonuses and insurance and all that, but they still want a different kind of system. They want a say in their workplace, and they want a little bit less pressure to speed up. Amazon's got to learn to play in that market, but you know, it's a complicated system when you're trying to do business on a global level.
Marilyn Giewax, NPR senior business editor, thanks as always.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeremy.